Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
oh, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Great to have you with us. Boy, we had so much fun at the Corley Ranch. It was an amazing experience, the fourth annual Basque Fry. And the name that was on the lips of everybody was that of Paul Laxalt. We originally were going to have our next guest on to talk about Brett Kavanaugh and his nomination and the upcoming hearings into Brett Kavanaugh to become the next Supreme Court justice. Breaking news has interceded. Joining us now, and we're so happy to have him on, former Nevada Governor Bob List. I know that Paul Laxalt's name came up a lot. You talked about it. A lot of our speakers talked about it. Can you talk a little bit about Paul Laxalt, his passing, and his legacy on the state of Nevada?
Absolutely, Kevin. I appreciate your introduction. Paul Laxalt was really one of a kind. He took us from the old Nevada into the modern era, and he did it with old Nevada values of decency and honesty and always clarity and intelligence. He was so respected by everyone, both parties, and he loved this state. He came from a family that had immigrated from the Basque Country. His parents had, and in fact, I met both of his parents and knew them fairly well. And he had that tremendous sense of appreciation of America instilled in him as a young man, and it never left him. He loved this country, and of course, in time, he became a lieutenant governor and then governor. And while he was governor, he got to know our next door governor, Ronald Reagan, and the two of them just became great pals. Reagan used to come up and spend time with Paul up at his little camp that he had up in the Sierras, a place called Marlette Lake. And then, of course, they went on to Washington with Reagan as president and Laxalt in the Senate. And he became known as the first friend of the president. And he was really Reagan's voice within the Senate. He carried his bills. He stood up for him, and just such a fine, decent man in every way. Really, you know, left a huge imprint.
Let me just ask you, because I talked with some people at the Basque Fry, And one of the things that came up was, you know, it's kind of sad that a guy like Paul Laxalt might have struggled in today's hyper-partisan atmosphere. Do you worry that maybe there isn't room for a Paul Laxalt in today's political mainstream?
I do worry a little bit about that. You know, and I think about Adam, his grandson, who's, of course, our candidate for governor now. And Adam's a lot like Paul. Adam's a little bashful. He's not a guy who is boiling over with enthusiasm to just run around and be seen by everybody and be heard by everybody. I mean, he's thoughtful, he's careful, he's honest. So we're going to find out if somebody with some of those same instincts and same characteristics can do as well as we hope he will. And I think he will, because he's such a stand-up guy. A little different than Paul in some respects, but he has those same basic sense of integrity, sense of honesty, and wanting to serve the state.
Again, joining us, former Nevada Governor Bob List. I always seem to run into him at McCarran or at Reno Tahoe International Airport, jumping on an airplane. I think we've only met a couple of three times, but it's always enlightening. It's always fun. You know what it takes to be governor of this great state. Can you talk about some of the qualities that Adam Laxalt has that you think will help him as governor?
Sure. Number one, he has a real sense of duty to service. You know, he served in the military. He served in Iraq, in the Navy. He was a volunteer. And he has a sense of responsibility to give back. And he loves this state. He loves the people of Nevada. And he has the basic sense, good sense of how to go about and get things accomplished. We've seen that in the Attorney General's office. The work he's done there has just been wonderful. The accomplishments he's had for example, tackling the 8,000 rape kits that had just been sitting on shelves, and now they're beginning to process that DNA and find the perpetrators and prosecute them. It was just an embarrassment to our state to have that circumstance. And, of course, the things he's done for the veterans, you know, thousands of families being helped pro bono at no cost with their legal issues, things that he initiated. And we'll see him do the same thing as governor. He's all over the state all the time, loves every nook and cranny of Nevada. And I think you're going to see him come up with a lot of initiatives that are going to be good for the people.
Governor, originally we were going to have you on to talk about the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to become our next Supreme Court justice. First of all, your thoughts on Kavanaugh. How much do you know about him, and what kind of Supreme Court justice do you think he'll be?
I think he'll be just an excellent justice. I see him, of course, he clerked for Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was a good mainstream guy, a very fine, thoughtful, intelligent, careful guy who followed the principles of the Constitution. And Brett Kavanaugh was his law clerk. And I think he'll be very, very much like Justice Kennedy and follow the Constitution and precedent. He's not going to try to make up the law or change what Congress had in mind. He's going to just interpret the laws, the statutes, according to the Constitution and the principles that underlie it. So I believe he'll be a very, very fine mainstream jurist. And it's unfortunate that some of the folks on the other side, they started putting out information or positions before they even knew who he was, before the president even nominated him, putting out press releases with XX in there as a name of the justice, because they didn't even know who he was, criticizing him. And it's just unfortunate that we have this bitterness and this tremendous divisiveness within the two parties. He'll be a mainstream jurist, and I have no doubt he's going to be confirmed.
Let me ask you, they want to confirm him first week of November so he can go and sit on the court on their opening day. Is there anything, and you may not be a constitutional scholar, don't know, but is there anything the Democrats can do? They don't have the votes to stop it.
No, they don't. And there's really nothing they can do. I mean, if the 51 votes are there, it's a done deal. And I think now there may have been some question with the absence of the late Senator McCain, but that position will be filled in time to vote on this. So the Republicans will have their full force, their majority, and there'll be some Democrats vote for him as well. And the people who seem to be opposed to him, just, you know, anything that President Trump does, they consider to be something that they ought to fight. And in this case, it happens to be a very fine individual who comes from the second highest court in the country with 300 opinions behind him and a great record of following the law. Thousands of documents have been provided by the executive department when he worked there. He's an open book. And there's really no real reason that he isn't highly qualified and that he shouldn't be confirmed.
Former Nevada Governor Bob List joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about the passing of John McCain. And I've wrestled over the last few days with the passing of John McCain. I didn't agree with him on a lot of policy issues. I certainly don't begrudge him hero status for his 5 years at the Hanoi Hilton. Your thoughts? I'm not sure how well you knew John McCain over the course of your political life, but your impressions of John McCain, the Maverick?
Well, I had met him from time to time. I always found him to be very open, very decent, very interested in visiting, talking. He, of course, brought with him that tremendous, awful experience he had in the Hanoi Hilton. And I have to say, you know, I think we're all well aware now that he could have been released, because they were trying to curry favor, in some ways because of his father and his grandfather having been such powerful, admirals. And he declined to do that. I mean, how many people would have that kind of integrity? But I certainly didn't agree with him. I mean, he blocked the repeal of the health care bill at one point. And fortunately, our president and Congress and Republicans were able to get around that. But he did things of that nature that I didn't always approve of. But I think he did what he thought was best in his own mind. And, you know, that's hard to quarrel with.
Yeah, indeed. Is there anything, even at this late date, not, you know, whether you fly the flags at half staff or full staff, but is there anything the president could do even today that might be able to make peace with a guy that who has passed and who will be having funerals for him over the course of the next few days? Anything the president could do? Any change of attitude he could take?
Well, we know our president. He can be pretty emotional, and I think he went through two or three difficult battles with McCain on the Hill, and McCain was on the opposite side, and I think probably as time goes along here, even as days go by, I think the president will recognize that, you know, while there were differences, he has to acknowledge the hero aspect of this guy's life and how much he gave for our country. And I think the president can probably soften his rhetoric a little bit and recognize what a unique and great American in his own way John McCain was.
Governor, a lot of folks that maybe weren't alive during your tenure as governor. A lot of folks may not know what you're up to. What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm a partner at the law firm of Colasar and Latham here in Las Vegas, and I also have a consulting company, the Robert List Company, and I do government affairs work, and I do a lot of administrative law. And, of course, these days I'm spending a significant amount of time on the Laxalt campaign. I'm his state chairman. Be with him again next week or this week up in Elko and Winnemucca, and going back with him to his grandfather's services in Washington. And so I'm busy. I have a wife, and she's a wonderful woman, and we're active in our church. And so life is good.
You know, a lot of people, you know, that have been through what you've been through, and at your age in life, they slow down. You do realize that. They slow down. You're not slowing down.
Well, when a guy slows down physically, I think he slows down mentally. And you start missing things. And I'm just not that way. I was raised on a ranch from the time I was a little kid. We had responsibilities, and we worked right until from dawn to dusk. And I still follow that same pattern. My dad was 94 when he died. He was still active. We're a long life family, and I expect to be around and hopefully making some good decisions and helping to continue to make Nevada a better place.
You're still making a difference. I love that. Governor, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Don't be scarce. We'd love to have you on anytime you're free and anytime you're in town.
Well, I'm usually available. So thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your show, and thank you so much.
Thank you. That's former Governor Bob List. Good guy, and I love people like that. But, you know, here's a guy that is speeding up. He's not slowing down. I love that. We need to take a break. I'm running way behind. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is Live and Local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, president and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Those of you that are holding, stay right where you are. Jack in Las Vegas will be leading us off. And the rest of you right behind Jack. I've got two lines open, so if you want to seize one of them now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. I'm still waiting for one of my friends in Nye County who have been following the Dennis Hoff federal court deal that's going on. What is going on is the Nye County commissioners tried to close down the Love Ranch. It's perfectly legal, but they refused to give him a business license. To me, it was dirty pool. A federal judge, Richard Boulware, stepped in. And what was it? 8 o'clock this morning, the Love Ranch reopened for business. There's something really wrong about what's going on in Nye County. If you don't like brothels, then outlaw them. It's that simple. Dennis Hoff, you'll hear from him at 11:30 this morning. What's life like at the Love Ranch today? He'll tell you in his own words. He's not shy, you know. My name is Kevin Wall. Jack will be leading us off. Coming up, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now, your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I promised we would open up with Jack, and we will. Jack, you're up in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's amazing radio station. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
I'm going to talk about this this trade deal thing that you said earlier that was such a great thing that Trump has passed this, but what did he pass? So what is in this trade deal that's so great, and how is this at all going to replace NAFTA?
The things I have seen include a $16 minimum on workers. All I know, it's something that both the Mexican government and the American government have agreed to. And I must tell you, have you seen much disagreement on Capitol Hill yet? I'll be honest with you, I've not.
I've heard nothing because this is all preliminary. Nothing has been etched out, and it's really like only half done. They've left out so much. If they really wanted to get rid of NAFTA, why didn't they scrap the whole thing and start over? They can't.
They are. And in fact, the president tweeted out this morning that they were totally disengaging from NAFTA. The NAFTA is dead.
Right. They can't do that without Canada. If Canada decides not to, then they can't do that. And it has to be agreed to in the Senate and the House. So why is Trump saying that NAFTA is no more when that's not the case?
Well, I don't know, but all I know is what the president of the United States said, that they have ended NAFTA.
No, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's not the case at all. It's ridiculous that you could even come on the radio and say, oh, this is such a great thing, but you don't even know what's in it. All this is going to do is raise the cost of goods for consumers in the United States. That's all it's going to do. And that's if it ever passes. It might not ever pass. So how can you say, oh, this is great that Trump is doing such a great job because of NAFTA?
Well, because it is yet another campaign promise that has
that
at least
kept.
Well, no. But he's doing it one at a time. He did a deal with Mexico. That deal is done. Okay? He has another deal that he's going to be negotiating with Canada, with Justin Trudeau. And Justin Trudeau says, we welcome the conversation.
It's hilarious that you just trumpet these things that he says without knowing what's in it, knowing that nothing can be done with this unless it passes the House and the Congress, and it's not going to happen.
Well, we'll find out. We will find out together. The devil, and I say this all the time, the devil is always in the details on any piece of legislation. But the fact is, we've signed off on it. The Mexican government has signed off on it. The Mexican president has signed off on it. And he supposedly is a flaming liberal, last time I checked. And I have not seen any negative reaction coming out of Congress yet. Now, again, the devil is in the details. It always is. My friend Mia in Southern Highlands. Mia, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. Unlike you, I have very clear feeling about John McCain. You know, English is not my first language, second, maybe third or fourth, depend on, certain sign language and private language I can't speak in public. But definition of hero is very different from the media portrayed it. Just like media, I thought, wow, John McCain dead. Media might give Donald Trump a week, a break or something. But no, they continue to jeopardize him. They continue to press him for questions on John McCain. I'm so glad that he's dead. You know, you don't speak ill of the dead, but I would respect John McCain more if he died quietly. Would his last ounce of energy, he would go to Washington to appeal on to say no on Obamacare, and now Obamacare kill him is karma. And his last gram of energy, he still have a statement to put out to put the jab on my president. You know, every 200 years, this country, I think we're overdue for a president like Donald Trump to clean house. So this country continue to be great. You know, we've been having loser. We have an impotent president for many, many years. And finally, we have another new George Washington. George Washington is my adopted uncle. So Donald Trump is my new adopted uncle. So every 100 years, we should have a new president. And I'd like to talk about he being a hero in Hanoi Hilton. Vietnamese treat the prisoner POW very nice. They don't have meat to eat, but they will give John McCain some meat. You look at John McCain smoking in the bed. He able to lift up a cigarette, that means he's able to lip up food. And people say, oh, he had to be fed. And he was injured from the plane crash, not from the punishment that the Vietnamese communists. My uncle is 106 years old, and he is a comrade with Ho Chi Minh, but he knew the communists is not good, so he backed out and he went to South Vietnam, and he told me all this, that the POW got treated very nice in Hanoi Hilton. And why John McCain did not want to leave when they allow him to leave? Because he groomed himself to be a president. And the reason John McCain not become president, Mitch Romney not become president, Jeb Bush not become president, because they allow the RNC to dictate their path. That's why they not become president. Donald Trump is different. I gonna tread my own path, my own trail. So I would drain the swamp of Washington.
Hey, Mia, and Mia. Yes. Tell folks where you grew up.
I grew up in Vietnam. I came from Vietnam. I came from a communist country. Communist word is not very good. So now they replay with Democrat. So the Democrat is propaganda, and they're going to fool their voter again. This is the three agenda they have for midterm election. One of them is propaganda is, let's get me in the House so I have majority how to impeach Trump. What's the big deal of buying happy ending?
Yeah.
Happy ending is, that's why the Perum should support Dennis Hopp, because happy eating, happy ending, why do they happy hours? Because they're happy drinking. So it's very basic human need. It's unfortunate
that Mia
has to deal with his wife on that issue, but there's nobody get impeached by buying happy, better than Bill Clinton rape and still in the White House.
Hey, Mia.
And the second,
Mia.
I still have two more issues about the DNC, because I call them Democrats. The second one is Roe versus Wade. They're going to not want Brett Kavanaugh to be a Superior Court judge, because they're afraid that their poll kill. Why they say poll life and poll choice? Instead of English is not my first language
Mia, give me
choice and poll.
What are the specials today? What are the specials today at 487?
Oh, you know, I'm calling not because for my restaurant. I'm calling so I can gripe about the people in this country.
I know.
And being bought.
But give me the specials. You have any specials today?
Yeah, we do. We do have pho. We feature on the Food Network. And it's very common for men to buy happy ending, because you eat steak all the time and you should go eat pho sometime.
There you go.
You know, the third thing is, the third propaganda that a Democrat has is, together we strong. But the problem is, the voter for a Democrat is not strong. They're all dependent and not freeloader. How can you be strong if you depend on others? So the three issues that they hope common sense, but unfortunately Democrats don't listen to you, and the few that listen to you will talk to their friends that don't be fooled by the Democrats again. And one more final thought on Steve Sisolak. You know, Steve Sisolak had two precious daughters, and yet he run for governor because supports Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood actually should say unplanned parenthood, because he said that if he's single father, if daughter have anything about woman issues, should go to unplanned parenthood. If I myself being a woman, I would never go to unplanned parenthood for advice, because that's all they do, give you bad advice. And they tell you to suck your baby out and move on. Most of this woman suck the baby out and not moving on. So there should be pole live and pole kill. So to make it like that, so the woman would say, oh, I'm going to kill my baby. Oh, I better not, because 30 years from now.
Hey, Mia, I got to move on. I love you, darling. And again, 487, what's your address at 487?
As I'm Joan and Train, 362 South Joan. But thank you, Kevin. I still have much more deep to say.
I know. That's why we're on like 5 days a week. So if we miss something today, maybe next Tuesday, next Wednesday, maybe we'll pick up on it. I don't know. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Coming up top of the hour, by the way, Mark Lauder. He is a messaging expert, and he is a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. More coming up. Oh, we're going to tap a legal eagle. somebody that's a pretty smart legal guy. The president is thinking of trying to end the Robert Mueller probe early. He wanted it to end September 1. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Don't know. But a legal eagle has spoken out. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you want me, girl, you got to love.
It is live and local now. So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Don't forget, coming up 11:30, Dennis Hoff. He is up and running. The Love Ranch is open in Nye County. A federal judge saw to that yesterday. The business license is on the wall. And they and the girls are flying in, the working girls. A lot of people say, oh, my God, that's horrible. That's horrific. It's not. It's business. And it's a legal business in Nye County. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. And by the way, if you disagree with Dennis Hoff, I get it. I understand it. I really honestly do. But I'm just going to tell you, it's legal. You don't like brothels in Nye County, then change the friggin' laws. It's that easy. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by my friends at Meowawana. As for the Kevin Wall, 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine is Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone and check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. Okay, to your phone calls we go. Gail, you've been waiting very patiently. I thank you for that. You're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, thanks, Kevin. I have a great song suggestion for McCain's funeral service. It's from the Music of the Platters. It's called I'm the Great Pretender. And yes, he pretended to be a Republican. He came back from his sickbed to push back the repeal of Obamacare and other things. When the great pretender, John McCain, ran recently for re-election to the Senate, he said, let's build the dang fence. And after he got reelected, he was Silent Sam about it. Yeah. You never heard from him again about border security because he wasn't truly interested in it. So also about the song The Great Pretender, what the late Bob Grant used to say would apply to Senator McCain. He was a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Certainly a fraudulent Republican. And the people expected more of him in Arizona, but he rarely voted with Republicans.
Wow. Can I tell you, Gail, I wish we were on in Arizona. I would love to hear the reaction. You know, whether it's Lake Havasu or wherever it might be. But somewhere down along the Arizona border, I would love to know what people are saying about John McCain today. We figured as much that he would be lionized for a period of, you know, a few days, and that eventually people would come out, and all the people that disagreed with John McCain on policy would come out of the woodwork, and they are. Now, I happen to have a rather nuanced, balanced look at John McCain. The guy did serve in the military in combat. He was captured. And the fact is that he suffered at the hands of the North Vietnamese. He did have a chance to leave and didn't. But the fact is that as a U.S. senator, to me, he has been a major disappointment, especially in recent years, in the last, I don't know, 5, maybe 10 years. This is a guy that spent 30 years in Congress. This is another great example of why we need term limits in Congress. We need people like John McCain to go back to Arizona or Maine or Kansas and make them live under the laws that they pass in Congress in Washington. We really do. I promised I'd let you hear from Alan Dershowitz, former Harvard law professor. He was on Fox and Friends earlier this week, and one of the things he said, which I think was really spot on, was this whole notion that this Mueller probe, which is seeking to make politics a criminal act, may be chasing good people out of public service. You know, we were talking with Adam Laxalt. That here's a guy that I genuinely, you can say what you want about Adam Laxalt. People love him. People don't like him. But the fact is that Adam Laxalt is a public servant. He really believes in public service. Here's Alan Dershowitz, cut two, from Fox and Friends.
Look, the biggest crime you can commit in America today is to have been associated with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If you're associated with Donald Trump, they're going to Manafort you, they're going to Cohen you, yeah. They're going to do all of these things to you, and they're going to look hard, and they're going to search, and they're going to stretch. And, you know, maybe they'll find something, maybe they won't. Is anybody really Caesar's wife above all reproach? I think the only people who are going to run for office now are going to be independently wealthy people who don't have to rely on their businesses, or people who come from backgrounds where there is no vulnerability at all. But businessmen mm-hmm. are going to be deterred from running for office because they know it's going to result in a kind of legal colonoscopy of right. everything they've done from the day they started out in business. And they're going to go beyond the statute yeah. of limitations because they're going to allege RICO violations. I've been through this. They usually do it with the mafia. It's the Al Capone approach. If we can't get them on the grounds that we'd really like to get right. them on, let's go after them on taxes. Let's go after right. them on business. It's targeting people. And if they can target President Trump, they can target you.
That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Yeah. The other group that he left out are people who aspire to be millionaires. Harry Reid, Whorehouse Harry. Whorehouse Harry Reid began as a kid in Searchlight. Remember that? Now he's at Anthem Country Club in a gated community. I wonder how that happens. That folks go to Washington and they become millionaires. Somebody explain that to me, please. How does somebody go, even making a salary of $174,000 a year? How is it that people go and they go to Washington and they become millionaires? Humble beginnings, okay, but they end up becoming millionaires. That makes no sense. Stick around. Coming up, this Mexican trade deal. What is in it? Mark Lauder will join us, and we'll find out. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, 7 real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.